This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Tis Free Talk Live.
Echo.
Yeah, I fixed that. I fixed the echo. This is Free Talk Live in studio tonight. It's Daryl,
Chris, and Conan.
Why do you always drag it out so much? Like, you could just say, and Conan.
Nah.
I like it. He's got kind of the Johnny. And here's Johnny.
Yeah.
Yeah, like no.
Jack Nicholson's face through the crack in the bathroom door with the axe. Yeah.
No, definitely not. Maybe if you were some kind of AI, I could understand you doing some sort of weird thing because that's how you're programmed, but you're not artificial and arguably...
But that's how I'm programmed.
But arguably, you know, there might be some intelligence in there somewhere.
That could be argued.
Now, we did talk about AI last week.
We did. We spent
and
a couple of
there's
minutes.
An update on the AI, where for those of you that did not listen to the show last Thursday when me, Chris, and Conan were on, we talked about this thing that Microsoft created where they attempted to create a AI that simulated a 19-year-old girl on Twitter. And she quickly became racist and posted a bunch of horrible stuff. And Microsoft said, so that experiment that we had, it was an experiment. And the experiment is over.
So they deleted all the tweets.
They didn't delete all the tweets.
They deleted the bad ones.
They deleted some of the tweets. And they inactivated whatever program they had so that Tay could not post horrible things. And then apparently they reanimated her, like Dr. Frankenstein's monster. It's alive! But now they've since pulled the plug again.
Yep, they were. She was up for one day. That was yesterday. I don't know how many hours. It claims in this article that they accidentally revived her.
Yeah.
We didn't mean to.
I'm not sure about that, but I think that they had figured they had put enough PC filters in to prevent her from...
PC being personal computer.
To prevent her from the Nazi, anti-Semitic, just...
And trying to hook up.
Horrible.
Tay was trying to hook up with lonely boys out there on the internet.
I didn't see
that's
that.
That's fine. She was 19.
One.
She was 19. That's past the age of consent.
This
why
particular article is over at Ars Technica.
Ars Technica.
Is that correct? All right, that makes better sense. Ars Technica.
Conan doesn't know how to read, going to attempt
this
to
URL
do that
is
on
huge.
The radio.
Yeah,
Microsoft today
really...
accidentally reactivated Tay, its Hitler-loving Twitter chatbot, only to be forced to kill her off the second time in a week. Tay went on
Did
a
they
spam...
kill her in a gas chamber?
Tay went on a spam tirade and then quickly fell silent again. TechCrunch reported this morning, most of the new messages from the millennial mimicking characters simply read, "You are too fast." And I saw that. That's pretty much the only one I saw, is she just was spamming everyone with, "You are too fast. Please try again." Or but other tweets including swear words and apparently apologetic phrases such as, "I blame it on the alcohol."
Hold on. So the 19-year-old artificial intelligence apparently is getting drunk illegally.
Well, if it's...
Can they arrest artificial intelligence for breaking the law? So, like, it's illegal for someone under the age of 21 to consume alcohol, but we've got this 19-year-old robot claiming to have consumed alcohol.
But if it's not real...
Never stopped the feds from arresting anybody before.
The parents, the programmers, would be liable for the actions of the child.
The new tirade reportedly began around 3 a.m. Tay's account with 95,000 tweets and her 213,000 followers is now marked private. Tay remains offline while we make adjustments, Microsoft told several media outlets. Today, as part of the testing, she was inadvertently activated on Twitter for a brief period of time. Microsoft assigned Tay to be an artificial intelligence bot in the persona of a young adult on Twitter. But the company failed to prevent Tay from tweeting offensive things in response to real humans. That's because that's what's on the internet, real people. Tay's first spell on Twitter lasted less than 24 hours before she started tweeting abuse at people and then went full neo-Nazi, declaring that Hitler was right, I hate Jews, as we reported last week. Microsoft quickly turned her off. Some of the problems came because of a repeat after me feature in which Tay repeated anything people told her to repeat. All right, well, I can see that makes sense. But the
speaking of people that repeat anything that they are basically told to repeat.
Like monkeys?
Donald Trump.
Parrots?
No, Donald Trump will basically say anything. He's like one of those weird little dolls where you pull the string and it just says weird random stuff.
I've noticed that he repeats himself. So it sounds like he repeats himself. He'll say like the same slogan.
And he's got short little sentences.
Very, very,
very short.
Very short and concise.
He's got the best sentences. He's going to make the sentence great again. Speaking of Donald Trump, we've got a caller wants to talk about Donald Trump. And, of course, you can call in, whether it be Trump, Tay, anything that's on your mind, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we also have Skype. Username is lrn.fm. We go to Jose in New York. Jose, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. We're doing well. Go ahead with your thoughts.
So two comments. One, you were talking yesterday about the value of the dollar and coin, the pennies and pickles and so on.
Yes.
So just an example of this. I don't know if you remember a TV series in the 80s, in the 70s, late 70s, called The $6 Million Man.
Yes, I remember the television
we
show.
We can rebuild him.
His name was Steve Austin, not to be confused with the pro wrestler Steve Austin.
Yes, so they're going to make a movie that is going to air next year. And
with inflation, is it the $1 billion man?
It's got to be trillion, man, right?
He's going to be called the $6 billion man.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, good for them.
So it tells you it's like basically 10 times or 100 times the devaluation of the dollar, right?
That would actually be 1,000.
But you're exactly, your point is well taken.
Yes. So the second one is the conundrum of why do we have all these libertarians for Donald Trump?
Yeah, that's a very good question, and I don't understand it, and I would contend that they're not actually libertarians, that they're just confused about what libertarian actually means.
Do you know what I think they are? There's a bunch of racists in the libertarian community.
No, the people that are supporting Trump that claim to be libertarians don't actually understand what the word libertarian means.
Right, but his conjecture is that they are racist people within the libertarian community, and I would not hesitate to say that any community is going to have some degree of racism in it.
I would say there is probably an equal amount of racist in the libertarian community as there are in the Republicans.
There's more in the Republican community and probably more in the Democratic community.
I think
it's a different kind of. Go ahead, Jose. I'm sorry.
I was listening to the argument of Walter Block on why he's supporting and he's behind Donald Trump. And basically, what he's creating is this whole dichotomy where he says that if he's not in power, right, if he's not elected, then we're going to have World War III. But it's a false dichotomy, and I think it's a pure sophism. And I think all of these things are excuses to cover racism.
Yeah, and I'm not sure you can necessarily say that Trump's positions are necessarily racist. They're definitely xenophobic.
That was the point I was going to make. Yeah, I agree.
There's a difference between the two, and it's one of those things that a lot of people don't really realize the difference between xenophobia and racism.
And when you say xenophobia, you mean nationalist?
Jingoist. Yeah, very much so.
America is great. A fear of anybody that's not from here. Anything that's different. is bad, and therefore we have to stop it. Jose, thank you for the call, and your calls, welcome, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 and LRN.FM on Skype. This is Free Talk Live with Daryl, Chris, and Conan.
Conan.
Chris.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's the toll-free call-in line. Plus, we have Skype. Username is lrn.fm. If you're not already connected with us on Skype, send over a friend request, and then you'll be able to call in, as David has done. David calling in from Keene, New Hampshire. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, gentlemen. I'm looking at the Libertarian Party debate that's going to happen tomorrow on April Fool's Day.
April Fool's Daryl isn't going to be able to go.
Are you going, Daryl?
David, it was recorded on Tuesday, and it will be airing on Fox Business tomorrow. And I was not invited. The only three people that were invited were Austin Peterson, who used to work at Fox Business News, John McAfee, and Gary Johnson were the three candidates that were invited.
Well, that's sort of disappointing, I think. We need better ideas in there than them guys. Anyway, that's all I had to say. Thanks for taking my call.
All right. Thank you, David. Take care.
Yeah, they have a libertarian debate. And I guess it's, what is this, they're claiming it's the first televised on...
They're claiming it's the first televised debate, which is not true, because C-SPAN has been televising Libertarian Party presidential debates since 1991.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but no one knows that is. But everyone knows it.
Everybody that has cable has C-SPAN.
But what's a C-SPAN?
What is it? What is that? What does it stand for?
What is that?
C-SPAN, I don't know what the initials stand for, but C-SPAN is that channel that carries all of the House of Representatives.
We're just messing with you.
But everybody with basic cable has C-SPAN.
I think it is absolutely wretched that they have these three big-name guys on this program, and they don't have the one libertarian.
I would say they've got two big names within the Liberty community, and then Austin Peterson.
You got Petty Pedersen, you've got I Can Climb a Mountain Johnson, and you got, this is a gun to my head, McAfee.
Yeah.
Bunch of knuckleheads.
What I'm most disappointed in is just that it's missing one of the core discussions about libertarianism, which is, do we have a role for government? And it's the anarchist view, which I think Daryl would be very good at presenting. And it's sad because everybody who tunes in is just not going to get that aspect of it at all. And I think it's a really important message for people to get. Whether you agree or disagree, it's an important one for you to be knowledgeable about.
True. And there are several debates that have happened that have been published on YouTube at various state conventions. And there's several more that are going to happen between now and Memorial Day, which is when the Libertarian Party selects its presidential nominee.
Yeah, and I think as we talk about it, it's important to keep in mind with the advent of online media and things like that, just because something's on television on a business channel does not mean that it's necessarily going to reach more people than all these different debates that have been published online and been shared through social media.
But the quality is going to be there. It's going to be superb quality.
Well, that's all well and good.
Did you watch the debate out of Pennsylvania?
I did, and it was the best one. But a lot of people, I think, got turned off from especially the Biloxi debate.
Because the live stream, they watched a live stream on webcams, which is what we have in the studio.
I think
are a lot less superior in quality. They're inferior vastly.
We all
to
I wish it had never been published.
Yeah,
because people got turned off from it, and then they don't want it. They don't have time to watch the good one.
Don't blame me.
Now.
I had nothing to do with the live stream, but I had people tell me like, Daryl, I was going to watch it, but I've not watched any of them because of that, and I can't believe how horrible it was. And I'm like, I had nothing to do with the live stream.
The nice thing is the technology advances, these things will look more professional and they will look better, and that'll keep building up.
And we can rebuild it. We have the technology.
Absolutely.
And we will call it the $6 million presidential debate at some point, and then inflation will hit and it'll be the $6 billion presidential debate. We've got Glenn in Pennsylvania. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Good evening, gentlemen. Funny you should mention that. In the remake of The $6 Million Man, Steve Austin is an amputee with a prosthetic left foot. That's about it.
Okay.
That's all you get for six. That's all you get for $6 million.
Is a left foot. Why the left foot and not the right? Why only the foot? Why not all the way up to the knee?
Well, because it was a below the knee amputation. But I mean, and I had to pick one. It was random. I flipped a coin and it came out left.
We need to call up that college student who is 3D printing braces. He can 3D print up, some hands and some feet.
Well, I saw another one today where they were making a lattice.
For that matter.
Mm-hmm.
Well, go ahead.
Go ahead, Glenn.
I love the people when they do the like man in the street interviews of the inarticulate Soros funded brainwashed lefty liberal troglodytes who make fun of Donald Trump's education or background or knowledge. He went to Fordham, then he transferred to the Ivy League business school at Wharton at Penn, and he's a graduate of there, and then he went out and applied to Ivy League business education to create a humongously successful business. And these inarticulate, ineloquent, buffoons, he's dumb, he doesn't know nothing. And they can't even like say, do you want fries with that? They don't even, it's just pathetic. These people who've achieved nothing making fun of an Ivy League grad with a tremendous success under his belt.
Well, and I would contend that Donald Trump would not have anywhere near as much success as he's had if he had not been lobbying government to use eminent domain to give him property. Glenn, thank you for the call. Let's go to Tim in Wyoming. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, gents. Thanks for taking my call. A good show tonight. I just wanted to say one thing, a couple things. But one thing is C-SPAN is cable-sponsored public access network.
Hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, because when it started off, all the cable companies put into a fund. I think there are four different channels now or something. I think I've seen three.
Yeah, there's several. I know there's several.
Yeah, they're all worth, not all of them are worth watching. I mean, if you want to really see a book about, somebody beating the dead horse of the Civil War for the 50th time, then maybe, that's one thing they like to show on there. But then, they show congressional hearings and things like that. Things that news reports 2 weeks later will actually tell you about. You can watch it when it happens.
I remember a couple of years ago, actually probably 6 or 7 years ago now, whenever the debate was going on the Patient Protection Affordable Care Act, I was actually staying in a hotel at the time because I worked for an airline, was on a temporary duty assignment, and the hotel had cable. And I was sitting in the room, glued to C-SPAN, watching the debate on the Patient Protection Affordable Care Act. Because that's how much of a nerd I am. Tim, hold on. I'm not sure if you had any more that you wanted to share. But hold on. We will get your thoughts in just a moment. And you can call in with your thoughts as well. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live with Daryl, Chris, and Conan and LRN.FM on Skype.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And we will go back to your calls, your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And LRN.FM on Skype. We go back to Tim in Wyoming. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts again.
Yeah. Thanks for holding me over. The question I had was, now, you were saying something about how possibly those who are libertarians and are supporting Donald Trump don't understand what libertarianism is.
No. Right. I think that there are a lot of people that call themselves libertarian because they think that libertarian simply means I don't like this government. And they want to institute their own government with a bunch of horrible restrictions that are xenophobic and, in a lot of cases, bigoted. And that's not libertarianism.
Well, I understand. Yeah, I understand. I mean, you know, that's why some people, even those who are, you know, just outright statist, like anybody who supports Hillary or Bernie or Ted Cruz, and they're talking about massive increases in government in every way. So
yeah, Ted Cruz said that he wants to turn the Middle East into glass. That's not a libertarian position.
Well, right. I think go ahead with your thought. I'm sorry.
No. Go on. What were you going to say?
No, I was going to say there's This is what I don't like. This is when the conversation sounds more like a purity test. Like, if you're going to be a libertarian, if you're going to call yourself a libertarian, you are going to agree with every single one of my points consistently. And I don't think that's healthy, and I don't think that's really accurate for any group of people. Do you know what I mean? So,
right.
I believe me, I cannot imagine as a libertarian supporting Donald Trump. I don't think if I were a Republican, I could imagine supporting Donald Trump. But are there some issues that he does take a more libertarian position on? And are there some issues that are just absolutely reprehensible to a libertarian way of thinking?
Okay, so where do you draw the line? 40% libertarian? 51% libertarian?
I don't do litmus tests. I just look at the person and say, okay, is this someone who matches
what, so what if is, let me ask you this ahead. Hypothetical. If there's two candidates that are running that are polling at, you know, like 48% and 49% respectively, and one says, I want to round up everybody east of the Rockies and put them in concentration camps. And the other candidate says, I want to round everybody up west of the Rockies and put them in concentration camps. Which one's the more libertarian? Who do you vote for? Or do you vote for the candidate that says, I don't want to round anybody up, but he's only polling at 2%?
I guess having an option would round up everybody on both coasts isn't an option, right?
No, either east of the Rockies or west of the Rockies.
I can't, like,
or you can't round up, or the third person is saying, I don't want to round up anybody, but he's only polling at 2% because the people east of the Rockies are like, yeah, those people in California, they just have to go.
It's kind of a straw man.
People in California say the people over there in, you know, New Hampshire, they need to go.
You're throwing me kind of a straw man in that.
It kind of is a straw man, but you're saying you don't do a purity test, and I'm giving you an extremely horrible example.
Right.
Which one is more libertarian?
Which do you think I would chase? Of course I would choose the one that doesn't put anybody in a concentration camp. But I think a lot of people, and I'm not speaking for myself specifically,
okay,
or I'm not
so
trying to speak for Conan.
Okay, so then why advocate for like a lesser evil of, well, Trump's not as horrible as Hillary?
No, I'm not advocating, and now you're putting words in my mouth.
Uh-oh.
But what I'm saying is that that's an individual choice, and some people are going to come to the conclusion, many people are going to conclude that they will choose the lesser of two evils. Me, when I get in there this election cycle, there's going to be blanks. If there's other things to vote for, I might vote for those. But as far as the presidency goes, unless I can choose a libertarian or I can write one in, I'll write one in.
We do have the write-in option here in New Hampshire.
But that's what I'll do. I'm not going to choose the lesser of two evils. I'm done with that. But I think it's a little insulting to a lot of people that may not be at the same point you and I may be to say that, you know, even though you're moving right along in your education, your self-education of liberty, that if you in any way agree with anything that Donald Trump says, then you're no longer allowed to call yourself a libertarian. I think that's a bad message to put out there.
And it is common for libertarians who, you know, who I believe libertarianism, it's the party of principle.
Yes.
Yes.
They have a bad habit of throwing people off of the wagon prematurely and, you know.
Well, there are people within the Libertarian Party right now that are wanting to throw me out of the party because I'm advocating consistent libertarian ideology.
Because they want those votes. They're trying to reach the people.
They're trying to convince everybody.
The huge independent wave in this country at the moment.
There are some people within the Libertarian Party that are trying to convince everybody that if you agree with us on one issue, then you're a libertarian. Hmm. It doesn't matter if we agree for completely different reasons and you disagree on every other issue. If you agree on one thing, then come to the Libertarian Party. And that's what they call the Big Tent Libertarian Party.
And
I am absolutely opposed to a Big Tent Libertarian Party.
Okay.
I'm supportive of a big tent libertarian community, but I'm not supportive of a big tent libertarian party.
Okay. If we were to adhere to your theory, then I would never be sitting here. Because when I started out, I was about 50-60% along with the Ron Paul thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there were just some things that Ron Paul was talking about that I'm like, there is no way I'm ever going to be able to stomach this. What do you mean we can't go to war? We have to go to war.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, Chris. I think you misunderstood what I said. I said I'm in favor of a big tent libertarian community,
exactly,
but not a big tent libertarian party.
What I'm
There's
saying.
There's a big, huge difference between the two. And let's go back to Tim and get Tim's thoughts. Tim, go ahead.
Bring some reason to us.
I thought I was forgotten there, but that's okay. Now, I was about to say that the last thing I want to say is, you know, you're saying, I think if I understand right, the big tent libertarian community would mean all stripes, so to speak, from the smallest level libertarian all the way to the maximum level. But the question, the main question I had, and I actually have to get to doing something really quick, so I've got to get off the phone here. I just want to make one last comment. If you could,
yeah, go ahead.
If you possibly could explain, just say, what the Libertarian Party principles, because you say the party of principle, all parties, no matter what they are, have principles. Maybe the principles are incorrect as far as you're concerned, but you know, when you say the party of principle, you have to actually qualify that by, you know, proper principles. You have to say, you can't say principled. Okay, well, I could be principled and say that I hate cats and I want to kick them across the street every time I see them, and if somebody else says, oh, that's disgusting, and I think that your party has terrible principles because that's the principle of your party. Well, that's what I say, you know, that's because you disagree with the party principles of my party. So,
well, the principles of the Republican Party are we're not Democrats. The principles of the Democratic Party is we're not Republicans. The principle of the Libertarian Party is liberty.
Right.
So that there's an actual principle that guides the decision making other than we're just going to disagree with this other group of people.
Right,
Tim, thank you for the call. Let's go to, I think this might be Ralph, but it says Rob in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. Go ahead with your thoughts, Ralph.
Okay. Yes, you very well know El Negro Animal was in Cuba, and I quite do not know what he is trying to prove going into that country with, Fidel Castro has emerged out of the blue and give this animal a backhand slap. You know that poor well, okay? With the pronouncement being put out there by Fidel Castro, not only giving him a backhand slap, but also, shrink him down to size. In other words, Castro has a disregard for Obama. That I can tell from the statement.
All right, Ralph, hold on. We'll bring you back. We'll let you make your points. And I want to find out if you think that relations should be normalized with Cuba. Why or why not? This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
July 25th, 2006, we adopted April. She's a purebred, orange and white, Brittany. But when she started scratching like crazy, I said to John, it's got to be her food. You know, what you put into a dog is what you get out. We heard this radio commercial, and this woman was so excited about Dinovite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
I said to John, I'm getting this. So the Dinovite comes, and I thought, a light bulb moment. She loves her dog food. She always lays a little bit in her bowl. So we have a huge scoop of Dinovite in it, and then we swished it around like gravy. She dove into that bowl. She licked it clean. She loved it. So that's been the routine for almost 10 years. April gets Dinovite for dessert. Her coat is now soft. It's silky. It's smooth. She even walks like a little princess.
859-428-1000.
On Dinovite. She's Little Miss Hollywood.
DINOVITE.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get back to your calls in just a moment. But you like saving money, right? Well, when you shop online, as you probably do, how would you like to save 20% or more on things that you are going to buy anyway? You can do that when you save at Purse. Go to saveatpurse.com, and some people will say the catch is you have to use Bitcoin, but I look at it as I get to use Bitcoin and save money on things that I was going to buy through Amazon. So go to saveatpurse.com, sign up, you put things in an Amazon wish list, and then you import that wish list to your Purse account, select the discount that you want, fund the account, again, with Bitcoin, and then you wind up getting that fulfilled by somebody that wants to buy your Bitcoin at a markup. Go to saveatpurse.com, and Free Talk Live gets a small little thank you for sending customers to Purse. Let's go back to Ralph in New Jersey. Ralph, so you're not happy that Obama went to Cuba to try to normalize relations a little bit with Cuba. Is it that you're upset that relations are being normalized with Cuba, that there's an attempt to normalize relations with Cuba, or are you upset that it's Obama that's doing it?
It's not only me that is unhappy about this. What this man Obama.
Right, no, I didn't say that you're the only person that's upset about it, but okay. You're the person that's on the telephone with us right now, so I'm asking you your opinions and trying to find out why you're upset.
Okay. You know, I should also point out that Castro, in that remark that he put out, the pronouncement that he put out, vis-a-vis the visit by Obama to Cuba, put Obama down, okay? But your question would be answered in the form of a question, okay? Do you believe that at this point in time, you know, Cuba is an example of a pre-state project by Free State Project, I'm...
I never said that Cuba was an example of any kind of free society, but keeping embargoes against people does not do anything to benefit the people, and it does nothing to harm the government either. If anything, it only harms the people that, you know, some governments are saying, we're trying to help these people by harming their government.
Let's apply it to another country then, Iran. Did you know, rewarding that country, Iran, you know, advance our interests in the Middle East or, you know, push it back? Because right now, it seems to me like they will not live up to the term of the agreement, okay?
They've lived up to the terms of every agreement that's been signed with them going back at least to the 1980s.
Hold on a second, sir. President Obama said, quote, this is a good deal, this is a very good deal. Well, now, there is an indictment being handed by the Justice Department of Obama against Iranian who's trying to do some hacking with regard to not only a reservoir dam, I believe it is, near New York City, and the financial banking institution in this country.
I'm aware of the charges against the seven Iranians, and the Iranian government says that those are completely bunk charges. And there's also evidence that it was the U.S. government that actually wound up hacking into some Iranian stuff. So if anything did wind up being hacked against some American institutions by anyone in Iran, it would likely wind up being considered retaliation against the hacking that happened against Iranian interest. I'm not defending the hacking. I'm not supporting any of the hacking. I'm just explaining that, you know, there's been hacking done by the U.S. government against Iranian interest.
And finally, I had a question for you.
Go ahead.
Since the issue of the Syrian refugee is a hot topic in this country right now, would it be possible for you to consider, you know, taking them in your Free State Project? And let's see what that will turn out. I'd love to see that happen.
I think some of the refugees might actually wind up coming to New Hampshire. Now, the aspect of the refugee program that I oppose, and I believe everybody else in the studio does as well, is the government funding of said refugees.
And the government destroying their homes in the first place.
Yes.
Well, yeah, making
not for anything, you know, Angela Merkel has done the Free State Project on them.
I could not understand that last sentence. Could you repeat that again, Ralph?
Not for anything, you know, the way the policy being put in place right now in Germany, taking them in. That's kind of like the you know, your social experiment out there in New Hampshire, the Free State Project. That's kind of like that, you know?
Well, no, I think what...
That didn't turn out quite well, put it pretty mildly.
I think most people in the Liberty community out here are really looking for like-minded people. And that's what makes it very, very different. People that share our beliefs and at least a sort of a core set of beliefs.
Yeah, I don't care where you're from.
Thank you.
I don't care where you're from. If you are like mine and you're fighting for freedom, and I was just reading the libertarian platform just now, I would agree with the libertarian big tent platform. I don't know. I'm going to have to think about this whole... You have to actually follow the principles to the T in order to be part of the party, because I don't know if that's going to work.
I think it just...
You're just going to run people off, man.
You're going to ensure that it'll always be marginalized, and maybe I'm just being a little more inclusive, but I'd like to think that, you know, it's a good idea to get people that are disillusioned with the Republicans and Democrats. If they feel that... Okay, I was talking to a libertarian friend, and they're very socially liberal, and they're very economically conservative. Okay, well, that's a good start, and then we can keep talking about it. And as they kind of grow within themselves, I truly believe that most libertarian principles are natural positions for people to take.
Exactly, and let me explain a little bit more what I mean about some of the people that I don't think should be in the Libertarian Party. there have been people in positions of leadership within the Libertarian Party that have been openly hostile to libertarian ideology, where there was one person in particular who said that he wanted to change the definition of libertarian to mean conservative and that we need to remove the statement of principles. That's not a libertarian position. That's not somebody that I want in the party. Somebody that comes in and says, I want to change the Libertarian Party to be the complete opposite of liberty.
That's a hijacking.
That's not somebody that needs to be in the Libertarian Party.
Well, the Democrats did a great job of that with the word liberal and... Right.
Yeah, that's and now well now they're all progressives, right?
No, they were progressives.
They're the only ones who yeah, they've always been progressives.
The classic liberal was really the classic libertarian, historically, but I know where you're going, Daryl.
That's why I say I support a big tent libertarian community of I'll work with activists. So, you know, you want a government small enough to fit in the bathtub? Okay, come to New Hampshire,
and we can do that.
And we can work towards a society where the maximum role of government is protection of life, liberty, and justly acquired property. Come on, that's big tent libertarian community, but I don't necessarily want some of these people in the Libertarian Party.
Well, what I'll take those people that have made it to 60-70% of what I think all three of us would consider our libertarian ideals. Mm-hmm. They may not be there all the way. And I say, hell yeah, sign up as a libertarian and start to grow the party as you educate yourself, because I have enough faith in my principles and the principles behind libertarianism to believe that they're going to keep going and they're going to go in the path where we're going to find more that we have in common.
I don't know that they will continue on. I think that some people... I don't believe that all people are the same. And it's genetic. You know, it's the authoritarians out there are always going to know that they know best and that they have to impose their will on others. Otherwise, for security reasons, otherwise you'll have crazies out there who might do them harm.
Oh sure.
So let's go back to the phone. They have to have
that automatic authoritarian response.
Let's go back to the phones. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Jimbo in Arizona, go ahead with your thoughts. You've got 30 seconds.
He thinks you give Ralph up all the time in the world because you can't outwit him. You can easily outwit him, Daryl.
I can't understand him. I don't know what to say to him because I can't understand.
All right, hold on, Jimbo. Hold on.
The whole joke.
If you would have just gone ahead with your thoughts, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-